with a search warrant in hand. WANT investigator Nazrik Ney is opening a bag he recently seized after it was loaded onto an airplane bound for the dry village of Togiak.
Noting the contents, I see several grocery bags with clothing items in them. The first one has just some slippers. The second one has, looks like, sweatpants. But when you pull it out of the duffel bag, the sweatpants are wrapped around a 1.75 liter bottle of R&R whiskey. And there's a third grocery bag in here, which also is kind of heavy for its size. And there's a second pair of sweatpants, also wrapped around a second 1.75 liter bottle of R&R whiskey.
And that's all. Those bottles of rich and rare are worth about $400 each in Togiak, though Ney says he didn't yet know if they were for personal use or to be sold. The bag belongs to a Togiak resident who Ney happened upon at the air terminal last weekend.
A passenger that I contacted who was about to travel on that plane had given me some suspicion that they were transporting alcohol. So we spoke, and based upon our contact, I seized the package to apply for a search warrant.
The bag's owner will likely have some consequences to deal with on account of its contents, but this bag also now gets to serve as a kind of friendly reminder to those traveling in the region this summer that Manicotic, Togiak, Twin Hills, Platinum, and Good News Bay are dry villages, and the importation rules will be enforced.
Something that happens every year in Bristol Bay is we have a large influx of people coming in for different summer industries such as fishing, construction, road improvements, and things like that. And each year we contact people in these different industries that bring alcohol either for their own consumption or sometimes to sell to people in the dry villages. And I guess it would be good to hear it at least once that that is a crime to bring alcohol to local option communities, and there are penalties for it, and we're on the lookout.
Bringing any amount of alcohol into one of these villages is considered importation, and the penalties, even for the first offense, can be steep.
The penalty for a first-time importation is at least 3 days in jail and a $1,500 fine, and the penalties go up with each subsequent charge. If you've had a previous conviction and you get caught a second time importing alcohol to a dry village, that has a 20-day minimum jail sentence, and the fine goes up, I think, to $3,000.
And if a person has two prior convictions for importing to a dry village and they get caught a third time, Ney says that gets charged as a felony. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.